Okay, another handful of you came back. I appreciate that. Not a whole lot of people that can take me for any long period of time, and I think Cindy's nodding her head up and down here to the right of me. She knows my history of abrading the sensibilities of other people with my enforced opinions. But, you know, I believe what I say, folks. I really do. If people say, do you believe, I will say emphatically, I believe there is a God, and he's a God introduced to the world by the Jewish people, Jehovah, El Elyon, Israel, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Makish Kedim, Jehovah Tzidkenu, many names that define the character of the great, only true and living God who I serve, who expressed himself in the pageant of creation as Jesus, the Son of God, who took upon himself the sins of the world, and for those who accept it and yield to it, are given the gift of the Holy Spirit so that they can really understand all things. And in fact, as I've said on previous shows, you know, when I say the emperor's naked, well, it's all plain to him who understands. And there are a lot of people today, well, a dwindling number, actually, as Christianity seems to be fading away, as 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 4 said would happen at this particular time. But there's still a sizable number, and they're probably the majority in this country, according to recent polls, who understand that we need to stand in this nation for the same virtuous principles that we did for, well, since our beginning, that made us the great city, the great shining city standing on a hill. And if I'm abrading people by my advocacy for that, so be it. Because there is coming a very sad time in this world, and I don't plan to be part of it, and the Bible tells us how to avoid it. Also tells us when we see this day coming, we need to preach the gospel in season, out of season, and live righteous lives. And the man talking to you has got a lot of holes in his cheese, many character flaws of the past, but by the grace of God, he's changing me little by little, and I hope that those listening to this program can say the same thing. So anyway, let's talk about what happened on the 27th of May, a couple weeks ago, when a group of people who think at least sort of like I do, or are curious about what I believe and what Wes believes and what we talk about on the radio, gathered together for the second mobility meeting, the first one being held on the 29th of April, this one on Saturday, the 27th of May, here at the Hampton Inn in St. Simon's Island, just by the airport. And a handful of us, about 10 or so of us, sat down and talked about the reality of the world that we live in and what WCGA AM 1100 Wonderful Coastal Georgia can do about it, and what a fellow named Woody, who has a program called The Bigger Picture, Unifying True Faith with Proper Right Political Action, that's me, thinks we can do. Crazy. We're crazy. But we think that a small 10,000-watt AM station located at the site of the first great awakening of America can do the same thing again. Handful of fellas meeting around a conference table at the Hampton Inn for a couple hours and just talking, hearing what Wes had to say, what his vision was, and mercifully listening to me for a little while, and then sharing their own views. I realized that what we were doing was really the American political process. Men used to get together in taverns, you know, and they would discuss the local politics and what needed to happen. Men got together, and ideas were exchanged, and sometimes fist fights broke out, I guess. Sometimes, like, Alexander Hamilton, they ended up in a duel. But we don't want to do that. We're not heading in that direction. But a handful of us, 10, 12 of us, sitting around a conference table, agreeing that America is in trouble. We need to do something about it. One of the things that we agreed on is, as I explained, the concept of the fatherhood of God from which all authority flows, our understanding of, acceptance of, and actual practice of lines of authority in this country at this time is woefully lacking, like the last verse of the book of Judges. And in that day there was no king in Israel, and every man did what was right in his own eyes. We have everybody with opinions about what's right and what's wrong, and those folks that say it's wrong are throwing things and burning things and doing things that they have no right or reason to do. You know, they're complaining with their mouths full. But we agreed around that table, America is in trouble, and there's something that we really need to do, and it's going back and examining our roots and lionizing those roots. And the first is the fact that America was and is a Christian nation existing by the will of God for a specific purpose, and that since we have turned away from it, and some, well, probably my favorite person in American culture is Franklin Graham. He's a pilot like me, and I've talked to him at Cigna Aviation up at Chicago Midway a few years ago, and found out that, you know, he really is a real guy. There was a book that he wrote years ago about being a prodigal son, and I can relate to what he said. So I appreciate Franklin. And on the end of January in 2015, on a Sunday night at 6:15 at First Baptist Church of Jacksonville at a pastor's conference, I heard Franklin say what he's repeated again in the last week. America's toast. He believes, as I do, that we have offended the sovereign God of the universe and we're about to pay a serious price. But God is sovereign, and he may do whatever he wants to do. And I've been told, and you've been told, if you're a believer, regardless of what we see coming at us, we preach the word in season and out of season. The wise man sees the evil day coming and prepares himself. And frankly, I'm going to do what I'm doing right now on this radio program to act as if we're going to win and to speak in victory and to make sure that victory is possible if, by repentance, the sovereign God of the universe is willing not to, shall I say, well, give us our just deserts. Americans have turned away from the God that they once professed almost universally to believe in and follow. And we've tumbled very far. And I think Franklin is right. I agree with him. God's judgment is imminent. But even if you move that thought away and say, well, I'm just not a believer and there isn't a God or whatever, I'm just like some Greeks, I'm a moral person. Even if you take that approach, let me tell you something. The geopolitical circumstance of this world right now is not favoring America. We have people for whom we are a problem with our existence. And they have approached the point where acting in unison, as the Axis powers did in the late 30s and 40s, they could eliminate us. Israel, those who stand in the way. The average American does not understand the existential threat just from the secular side of things. Ask Dr. Peter Vincent Pry, who for 20 years briefed Congress on what's against us with electromagnetic pulse weapons and some other things that have been evolved and have now been deployed and ready for use by at least 5 countries that hate us. Some pretend to be our friends, but aren't. Folks, I've said it so many times, I'm getting tired of it. I know you're tired of it, but America is in trouble. And those men sitting around that conference table understand that. And we want to band together each man taking responsibility to do what 2 Timothy 2:2 says. And the things you have seen and heard in me, this teach to other men that they may teach others. We're going to create a group of men through this radio station who will step up to the plate, understand what the 8 basic doctrines are, become our common ground. We'll understand the 3 basic necessary orientations that you must maintain in order to get through what's coming. We're going to talk about those again in a minute. But they are committed one to the other to do what's necessary, if we possibly can, to cause a great reawakening of America. The necessary great reawakening of America from the very site the first one began in 1735, courtesy of General Oglethorpe, who called the Wesley brothers, John and Charles, and who brought along with them George Whitefield, to these shores to begin to make America the Christian nation that it has been. Oh, listen to him hissing. I see that guy sitting back there throwing his hands up in the air. Oh, Woody, you're mixing religion and politics. I am. God gave us the right to shape the government over us. And my faith has the right to be a part of the lever I press in the once sanctified election box to choose the person who understands that America is great because God is great and we honored him. I hope you come back on the backside and listen to the rest of this program 5 of June the 10th. God bless you.